Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm really frustrated today, if you can't tell by my voice. Mm-hmm. Because just a couple of minutes ago, we were, for KP's birthday, ordering breakfast because Lydia had suggested, hey, KP's taking tomorrow off because it's her birthday weekend. I was thinking about ordering breakfast. And I said, you know what? I'll take care of breakfast. Let's all do a group order. So did a group order. Guess who didn't get breakfast? The person who came up with the idea of ordering breakfast for everybody, Lydia. So,
oh no.
So everybody did their order in DoorDash, and then the order was sent, and Lydia then sends a message about 20 minutes or 30 minutes later going, I'm putting together a group DoorDash order right now. Anybody want breakfast? And I'm like, what in the world? She was the one that came up with this thing, and nobody went to Lydia and gave her the DoorDash order.
Poor Lydia.
I don't know where I know, Lydia. I'm sorry about that. I apologize about that.
No, it's okay.
I apologize that happens.
Okay, that's the second time in 24 hours we forgot Lydia.
What do you mean?
Yep.
Well, we passed this phone around and took all the orders and didn't include Lydia because she was in the other room. Yesterday, we were reading to school children in Dearborn. And by the way, I got a shout out. The principal, Mahmoud Abaruz, is awesome. He's like a big fan of ours. But I went with KP and Lydia, and we did March's Reading Month, telling the little kiddies to read. And then afterwards, went out to lunch. And actually, Shatila Bakery, too, to treat KP for I wanted to get her treats for her birthday.
You got me two cakes. Little pieces.
Oh,
but
yum.
The text was misunderstood, and I text KP and Lydia, but Lydia thought I was just taking KP for her birthday, so Lydia didn't come. So when we were at the bakery, I'm like, where's Lydia? And KP's like, oh, I think she had to go back to station for something. And
I said to her, do you want to come with us? And she goes, no, I think it's a you guys thing. And then she left.
Yeah, so I didn't realize until we were there. I'm like, oh my gosh, no, I meant everybody come out to lunch. Because I invited Sarah from our sales department, was there too. And I was like, no, I'm treating everybody. But I did not make a good, clear statement on that. And I felt horrible. I was texting Lydia the rest of the day, like, I'm taking you out to an even nicer lunch. You picked the restaurant. This is horrible.
So this is 2 days in a row?
Two in a
row. No.
And then three.
Why?
I did something so bad, too. I posted a picture of all of us from Irish on Ionia. That we took before KP and Lydia got there. Mm-hmm. And when I wrote the caption, I didn't realize that Lydia was not in the picture. So I wrote in parentheses, just missing KP, and I tagged KP. Mm-hmm. And then Lydia commented on it, just a crying face.
Oh,
and I had to fix it right away.
Oh, you know what? I think I've been telling you guys that lately
Lydia.
My cousins have been forgetting about me and leaving me out too. So I'm like, my work family's leaving me out. My cousins are leaving me out. Did I die? And
Lydia.
Nobody realized.
We have to plan a National Lydia Day.
Yeah. All right. You know,
how does it feel?
It's okay. It's like, I love being the underdog, and I love being like in the background. So like, it's okay.
It's not okay.
All right. Here's the deal. I want to know if we have others out there that have been the Kevin McAllister of their family. Who has been like Lydia here, and tell us what your family forgot about you? We just talked a few moments ago about the way that you can find out who your favorite child is based by what your Wi-Fi is, what the password is, because the Wi-Fi password will usually have a kid's name in it that is the mom and dad's favorite child. Lydia, you're going to become my Wi-Fi password. I just want you to know that. How do you spell it? Lydia L. Okay.
Oh, my
just trying
gosh.
To... Oh, my. I can't believe we forgot
felt
about
horrible.
You.
Horrible.
That's awful. It is very sad. You know what, though? You speak softly but carry a big stick. You're very good at what you do.
She's
but
hit us with that big
but
stick.
She, but she gets forgotten. 844-MOJO-LIVE, 844-665-6548. Hello, it's Mojo in the Morning.
Good morning, Mojo. Well, I went to my children's choir banquet,
and only brought two of the three kids that were in choir. And while we were eating dinner, I remembered that we forgot one at home.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. You forgot one of your children.
So that's legit a Home Alone experience.
I'm like, well, there's nothing he would have liked to eat here anyway.
Jeez, I love how you justify that. All right, what's going on, Emily? How you doing?
Good, how are you?
We're doing okay. We're feeling bad this morning for all those forgotten children.
Yes, very, very understandable. It was actually a really, it hurt.
What happened? Where were you forgotten about?
My mother and father both forgot my birthday, and it's on the 4th of July.
Oh, my gosh. When did they finally realize that they forgot about the child that they birthed?
My sisters showed up with cakes, and they were like, oh, my God, it's Emily's 20th birthday. And my parents were like, oh, my gosh, we didn't get her anything. We completely forgot. And they had my dad secretly run to the store and buy me a card, and they stuffed some money in it. And I was like, you guys, it's not a secret. Like, I know.
Yeah. You can kind of figure that all
Never
out.
Never felt more seen in my entire life.
By the way, you're just forgotten because we're on vacation at that time. He's never going to let us live that down. Come on, Mike.
They bought fireworks and everything, but they never said happy birthday.
Oh, jeez. All right, so here's the deal. For you and for Mike, we're going to light off those fireworks on the 4th of July. And Lydia, yes. Megan, Megan had one where her dad forgot her entire birthday, Mike. So at least you got people that actually wished you happy birthday. Wasn't it, Megan, that your dad, like, the next day or something like that?
Yeah, that is correct. I even told my brother, I was like, you don't tell him. Don't tell him. Don't remind him. Don't anything. Do not.
That's why you and Mike get along so well. You guys can kind of, like, relate.
Well, we're also the redheaded stepchildren of this show.
Thank you.
Somebody just texted in that it's sounding like Lydia is the middle child of the Mojo in the Morning.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Now, Megan was smart. She built up equity and said, don't tell Dad, because the longer it goes, the more guilty he's going to feel.
Correct.
So the more he has to make up.
Correct.
Do you actually get a better gift when that happens?
No, because my dad doesn't even give me birthday presents. He doesn't think birthdays are a big deal.
It doesn't work at all in your favor.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.